Theater critic Michael Bourne is always busy rooting for his hometown St. Louis Cardinals. But baseball was also in his spotlight off-Broadway in a new play about a woman playing pro ball in the 1950s.
I wonder if anyone who's not religious about baseball, as I am, will appreciate as much the play Tony Stone. I actually knew nothing about Tony Stone before the play written by Lydia R. Diamond, directed by Pam McKinnon, and starring April Mathis playing the first woman to play professional baseball. Tony Stone played for several teams in the Negro Leagues of the early 50s, especially for the Indianapolis Clowns. She played second base. She followed at that base an eventual baseball titan, Hank Aaron. Jackie Robinson broke through the racist segregation of baseball, and often painfully, but surely, other players from the Negro Leagues signed with all the teams of the so-called major leagues. Tony Stone, in the meantime, fought against racism and sexism. Her teammates were not welcoming, but the white owner of her team felt that a woman playing baseball was a novelty that might sell tickets. Tony was game to perform vaudevillian hijinks on the ball field that the aptly named Indianapolis Clowns were known for, but she refused to wear a skirt when playing second base. Tony played 50 games for the Clowns and batted .243, a respectable average. She stood up to being spiked. She did not stand for being benched and finally quit. Diamond, the aptly named playwright, surrounds Tony with 8 men playing her teammates in a starting 9, also playing all the other black and white men and women. But mostly the play spotlights Tony telling her story, especially in an opening monologue when Tony talks about the weight and shape of a baseball, also about reach and what one is reaching for. April Mathis is charming and tough as Tony Stone, playing through next weekend at Roundabout's Laura Pels Theater. I'm Michael Bourne.